Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I looked across the bedroom at my wife this morning, Dean, and she's weeping.
Aww.
She was reading the Kelly Rizzo post today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kelly Rizzo, the Chicago girl, by the way, the now widow of the late Bob Saget. She spoke out for the first time since Bob Saget passed away 8 days ago. They just had the funeral the other day, but Kelly wrote, among other things, after much reflection this week, "I'm trying, really trying, to not think that I was robbed of time, but instead to think how lucky I was that I got to be married to one of the most incredible men on earth." It's a, you know, beautiful and, you know, positive sentiment amidst what I'm sure is tremendous sadness that's been going on. Still no cause of death for Bob Saget announced yet. That's going to be a while until we learn about that, why he was found dead in that Orlando, Florida hotel room over a week ago.
Now, he did have COVID, but obviously was fine because he was back out on the road doing stand-up comedy.
Very true, and I'm you know, certainly not a Dr. Kevin Most on any of this, but I do know that COVID can affect you know, more than just coughing or sneezing or flu-like mm-hmm. symptoms. It can cause problems with other parts of your body. So it may wind up being that it was something that was COVID related. You know, again, we wait until we get the official cause of death on that and find out what the story was. They, you know, police officials there said that when they finally went into the room after Kelly Rizzo had you know, called the hotel and wondered why she hadn't heard from her husband, they went into the room and found him. He was lying on the bed with his hand over his chest. So, you know, again, we would only be speculating on, you know, why that may be, but that, you know, was there chest pain? Was there a reason that he was holding his chest when he was found dead?
There is some information on a settlement involving Prince's estate. What happened there?
Yeah, this has been going on really pretty much since Prince passed away several years ago. There's been a battle between his estate and the IRS. The IRS saying that the estate was worth way more money than the estate had originally claimed, and they've been working on it ever since then. Turns out the estate was worth twice what they had stated that it was worth, but the IRS and the estate have come to an agreement that the estate is worth $156.4 million. They have come to an agreement on what will need to be paid with that. They are dropping a $6 million accuracy-related penalty. That is something which is assessed when things are intentionally undervalued for the IRS. Prince died without a will. You know, you hear us reading those commercials all the time for, you know, different lawyers saying that people are, you know, they don't want to deal with making a will or end-of-life papers. He died without a will, and that's why this battle has been going on between the IRS and the estate. So anyway, now the money, the estate, it will be split up between a music company and Prince's three oldest heirs. So still not completely done yet.
We'll get to the celebrity arrest of the day and also The Godfather and My Big Fat Greek Wedding with Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, after a quick break. Okay, Dean, who got arrested this weekend?
Well, it was comedian Tiffany Haddish. I had just done one of those Zoom interviews with her just the day before. She's filming in Atlanta, and that's where she was arrested under suspicion of driving while under the influence over the weekend. Police responded to a call that they had received that a driver was asleep at the wheel on a vehicle that had pulled into the yard of a residence. Police showed up, did an investigation. Tiffany Haddish arrested without incident. Her representatives could not be reached for comment. Interestingly, in an interview, not with me, but with Entertainment Weekly, just this past Friday, she talked about how her life was in personal shambles because of her friend and mentor, Bob Saget, dying. They had a very close relationship, and she talked about how he was always so encouraging to her when things weren't going well and urged her to, you know, to push on and keep going on. And also her relationship with Common, the rapper, poet Common, has just ended. So she's going through a few things in her personal life. Don't know if that's related or not, but hopefully will be resolved soon.
Let's get to the coming attractions. A couple of big movies coming back, aren't they?
I'm very excited about this because this movie is one of my favorites. People ask me all the time, what is your favorite movie of all time? And, you know, you'd think after all these years, I just would have made something up by now.
Right.
The truth is, it's impossible for me to pick a favorite movie because there are so many great movies of different genres. But if I had to pick, maybe, you know, put into my top five or my top three, The Godfather, the original Godfather, would definitely be in that list. And for the occasion of its 50th anniversary, how about that for a slap in the face, that the original Godfather movie is 50 years old this year. The movie studio is going to be putting the original Godfather digitally restored, cleaning up a bunch of scenes, so it's going to look fantastic, better than ever, back into theaters starting on February the 25th. So, you know, I can't wait. I don't know. I guess I've seen it on a big screen, but it's one of those movies that if I'm channel surfing around and I see it, I will always stop what I'm doing and watch the remainder of the movie, at least until the part where Clemenza goes, "Leave the gun, take the cannoli," which is one of my favorite lines in the movie, which apparently Richard Castellano, who played Clemenza in the movie, he had lived that line. That was not in the original script. And it turns out is not only my favorite line, but a lot of people's favorite line from the movie.
I thought you were going to mention My Big Fat Greek Wedding when you started to talk about your all-time favorite movie.
Well, that is one of them, because I will say that My Big Fat Greek Wedding is one of the, I believe, is the only movie that I have ever actually gone to a theater to see on the big screen at least 10 times, maybe more than 10 times. As anyone of Greek descent will tell you, when this movie came out, you kept going to the movie over and over again, taking different relatives so you could show them, look, this movie is about our family. Somebody was following around our family. It's a documentary about our family. So the first movie, you know, was a record breaker. It was an Academy Award nominee. It was fantastic. The second one came out, wasn't that great, but Nia Vardalos is now saying that they are going to make a third Big Fat Greek Wedding in Greece. They're going to film it in Greece. So we'll see. You know, hopefully this one will be better than number two and somehow come a little bit closer to the first My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
You were the guy in the theater, instead of popcorn, you were nibbling on pasticcio, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's right. I had a big bucket full of feta cheese.
I imagine, as far as weekend box office was concerned, between football, the weather, and COVID, there wasn't much happening.
Well, there actually it didn't do that badly at the box office. Spider-Man No Way Home is no longer the number one movie after 4 weeks in a row, but the new number one movie is the new Scream movie. Not surprisingly, made $30 million as of yesterday. In a pandemic era, that's a lot of people going to the theaters who, because a lot of people are still super skittish about going to the movies. They say by the time the holiday weekend is over, by the time today is over, it could go as high as $35 million. After that, we are looking at Spider-Man No Way Home as the number two movie, Sing 2 was number three, followed by The 355, and then The King's Man, our box office recap for the weekend.
And it is Betty White Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They celebrated in downtown Oak Park on Saturday under the marquee of the classic Lake Street Theater there. Betty White was born 100 years ago today at West Suburban Hospital in Oak Park. She lived there only till she was about a year and a half old before the family moved out to the West Coast. But they paid tribute to her there this past Saturday. They had a dog adoption ceremony. Today is proclaimed Betty White Day in the state of Illinois. And they had originally planned on releasing this film called Betty White, A Celebration, into theaters to celebrate her 100th birthday. Now they've decided to go ahead and release the movie for one day only anyway, now as a memorial to Betty, which is a tribute to her by her friends and her family. But what's really interesting about this is that Betty herself recorded a message for her fans, thanking her fans for all they have given to her after all of these years. That turned out to be the very last thing that Betty White did on camera, and that's going to be part of the film as well. So you can, if you're interested, you know, you're off today because of the holiday and you want to go check it out, go to fathomevents.com, fathomevents.com, and put in your zip code, and it'll tell you exactly where there's a theater near you showing this Betty White tribute film.
I have a feeling a lot of folks will be doing just that, Dan. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Take the cannoli.